time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Tom Rutherford.
Last week, the government announced a new citizen's arrest policy that would allow members of the public to detain those who commit a crime. The policy has been met with criticism for its potential impact on retail workers and marginalised communities. While the government has asserted that citizens' arrests should only be conducted when it is safe to do so, some are still worried about safety, especially with employer/employee power dynamics. Others are concerned that the law will encourage members of the public to conduct citizens' arrests on anyone they suspect of committing a crime, even if their suspicions are false. This would predominantly affect marginalised groups already affected by harmful stereotypes. In our weekly catch-up with the National Party's Tom Rutherford, Castor asked about how the new citizens' arrest policy will work in Aotearoa.
So today we're going to be talking about the new citizens' arrest policy. There's been a lot of discussion around what this policy might do and how it might work. Could you just outline for our listeners what the policy would enable people to do?
Yeah, we're giving businesses more powers to detain and arrest those people who steal from them. I think many of us can think of examples we've seen, whether it's at our local dairy, our local supermarket, whether it's at a local retail store where people have just helped themselves, not paid for the goods that they're taking and then left. And everybody has witnessed it happening, but not many people have been able to be involved or have been able to get involved. Our police can't be everywhere at the same time. And so what we're doing is, under these reforms, any person can detain someone they witness committing an offence under the Crimes Act, like theft, for example, provided they feel both safe and confident to do so. They must call the police following the arrest and then adhere to the police's instructions following that. So this covers retailers, security guards, and also the general public. But the main thing is, if people don't feel safe or confident to do it, they should not engage, but we're providing people that opportunity to do so if they feel safe and confident.
And what are the risks we're looking at when we're implementing a policy like this?
Obviously, there's always going to be a risk around if someone is carrying a weapon or how someone reacts or responds. And that's why we're saying to the general public, if you're not confident in engaging, if you know there is a significant safety risk, for example, please do not engage. Please, your always default should be to ring 111 and speak to the police and bring them there to the scene. But there's always going to be that safety aspect, but at the end of the day, people are sick and tired of just people getting away so easily with taking things from stores and nothing being able to be done about it. And so we're changing the law to allow people to have a greater protection of their assets in their store and ensuring that if people want something from a store, they purchase it, don't steal it.
There's been some discussion about the potential impact on retail workers, many of whom are not trained to physically apprehend thieves. You mentioned that the retail workers obviously should not engage if they do not feel safe to do so. However, what if their employer, let's say, encourages them to go ahead and attempt to stop a thief from leaving the store with a stolen product?
Yeah, there are about 230,000 New Zealanders who work in the retail sector. So it makes a huge percentage of our New Zealand population working in the retail sector. As I've said, if people don't feel comfortable and don't feel safe to engage, then they should not engage. Employers should not be putting necessarily that expectation on their staff that every incident they must engage. It does need to be on a case-by-case basis. They need to understand the situation of the person. Are they carrying a weapon? Are they a threat to themselves and to others? Are they volatile? What's the reaction going to be? So we do say to people, if you feel comfortable, then do get engaged. If you feel safe, then get engaged in the situation. But if you don't, do not engage. And as always, ring the police and get them there as soon as you possibly can.
Right. I understand that employers shouldn't be telling their employees to go after thieves on a broad basis. I guess go out after every thief, regardless of their own safety. But what happens? Are there any protections in place for employees, let's say, if their employers do encourage them to do something like that?
Are you saying if an employer, for example, was to say you must do this every time an incident occurs in the store, for example, is that the question?
Yes, exactly, a situation like that.
Yeah, so as I've said, it needs to be on a case-by-case basis. Obviously, employers will want to be protecting their stock or whatever it is that they are selling in their store, but at the same time, the protection of their staff also has to be paramount. So number one, always ring the police. If you feel safe and confident to do so, then do engage with the person. If you don't, leave it as is the current legislation. ring the police, get the police involved, and they can handle the situation from there. Nobody should feel pressured or that they must every single time engage in it. All we're doing is providing everyone more tools, particularly retailers, to deal with crime. And as I said, there's about 230,000 people who work in retail. So this is covering a large group of people across New Zealand.
Many of those stealing from supermarkets or other food stores are doing so due to a lack of food or a lack of sufficient income to live on. Does the government believe that increased threat is the correct way to address this issue?
There's a lot of parts at play here. We're making changes to ensure that we reduce the cost of living so that people have more money in their own back pocket so they can afford a roof over their head, food on the table, so their kids can have school uniforms and go to school and get a quality education. This is a part of the package to ensure that our retail sector feels that they can protect their stock and can protect their staff and protect their livelihoods. Because if we continue to allow this to happen, all it does will push up the prices of things in those stores higher and higher and higher, because retailers will need to recoup the costs of losing it every time someone steals from that store. And that's not fair for the general consumer. So I absolutely agree with you. We need to do more to reduce the cost of living, to ensure people can have adequate food on their table, our roofs over their heads. But also at the same time, we need to give retailers confidence in the sector and give them the greater power to protect their stores, the people who work in there, so that they can go to around their day-to-day business as per usual.
There's also a worry that the government is outsourcing the solution for the problem of retail crime onto the public, especially given that the state usually holds a monopoly over justice in Aotearoa. Is asking everyday New Zealanders to risk their safety in the best interests of corporations something we should be doing?
I wouldn't agree with that characterisation whatsoever. One of our commitments as a government has been to increase our New Zealand police force by 500 additional police by the end of 2025. So we said we'd do it in the first 2 years. We're going to be delivering on that. We're going to be achieving it by increasing our capacity at our police college. You've just seen an announcement in the last few days around the opportunity to do some study up in Auckland rather than going to police college in Porirua and Wellington. So we're not outsourcing the justice system here in New Zealand to anybody. What we're saying is we're giving retailers more powers so that they can deal with retail crime and giving them more tools to do that. We're also upsourcing and increasing our police force in New Zealand, 500 additional police to help keep our community safe. And we're changing legislation like this one with the Crimes Act, like we've done with the gang patch ban, to ensure that we can restore law and order in this country and so that everyday New Zealanders can feel safe in their community.
And I guess flipping to look at the other side of the situation, what's the consideration given for those who may end up falsely accused and have a citizen's arrest conducted on them under this new legislation?
Yeah, I'm not too keen to dive into specific hypothetical situations, but there of course is going to be the odd case where a person is accused of something that they haven't done, for example, and there will be a process to work that out and resolve it, whether it has to go through the court's process, ideally, hopefully not. Occasionally there is those sort of situations. So I do understand the question you're coming from. I'm hesitant to dive into a hypothetical specifically, but in saying that, there will always be a case of this happening every once in a while, I'm sure.
And I guess I know you're hesitant to dive into a hypothetical here, but we do know in Aotearoa that there's harmful stereotypes of criminality that exist for several marginalised groups. If people are falsely accused of theft, it's most often our society's most vulnerable populations. Is it wise to implement a law that has strong potential to further disadvantage these groups?
It's wise to bring in legislation so that we can help protect our retailers in New Zealand. And so if a member of the public suspects someone is stealing from the store, we're giving them the opportunity to help protect that retailer and their stock. I wouldn't agree that it's targeting marginalised New Zealanders. It's targeting those who are every day stealing from our stores and driving misery in our communities. If you want something from a store, then you should be buying it. You shouldn't be taking it for free. And so that's what we're saying. We're saying, retailers, we've got your backs. We have no tolerance for those who break the law, and these reforms are designed to stop and deter retail offending.
My former question was, I guess, addressing the issue of some experts have pointed out that this new legislation could lead to racial profiling and people falsely conducting citizens' arrests on people because of stereotypes associated with their ethnic group or any of the demographics that they fall under. Does the government believe that this risk is worth implementing this new legislation?
I wouldn't agree with their assessment at all. What we're saying is we don't have any tolerance for those that break the law. So those that these reforms are designed to stop and deter those who are undertaking retail offending. It's not about minority groups. It's not about anything of that character at all. It's about ensuring that we protect our retailers in New Zealand and we give them the powers to be able to do that and for people to be engaged and involved in undertaking citizens' arrests if they feel safe and comfortable to do so.
That was the National Party's Tom Rutherford speaking to Casta about the new citizens' arrest policy and its potential impacts across society.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Tom Rutherford.